Unit 12. Business and Economics. Reading 2.
A need for censorship in advertising? Most people admit that what we see in the media affects the way we think and act, and most agree the media has a negative effect on children. Most people admit that what we see in the media affects the way we think and act, and most agree the media has a negative effect on children. It was surprising that companies routinely target children as their primary audience, even when movies and games are rated inappropriate for young people. It was surprising that companies routinely target children as their primary audience, even when movies and games are rated inappropriate for young people. This report upset people all over the country, including politicians, who responded by calling for new laws to regulate entertainment industries. This report upset people all over the country, including politicians, who responded by calling for new laws to regulate entertainment industries. It has always been difficult to balance the power of laws against the freedoms of individuals and companies. So, rather than create new laws, the entertainment industry was told to regulate itself. It has always been difficult to balance the power of laws against the freedoms of individuals and companies. So, rather than create new laws, the entertainment industry was told to regulate itself. So, the national advertising community devised a plan to avoid possible censorship by the government. So, the national advertising community devised a plan to avoid possible censorship by the government. The media in which advertising appears also works as a kind of censor. The media in which advertising appears also works as a kind of censor. In fact, some publications even go so far as to test every advertised product to make sure the claims in the ads are true. In fact, some publications even go so far as to test every advertised product to make sure the claims in the ads are true. Therefore, most advertisers rely on market research to verify the claims made in advertisements. Therefore, most advertisers rely on market research to verify the claims made in advertisements. All of the above levels of self-regulation have created a fairly reliable system for maintaining a high standard of advertising in the United States. All of the above levels of self-regulation have created a fairly reliable system for maintaining a high standard of advertising in the United States.